21st century value conflicts for Spain. Spain might have kept the economic bogeyman from the door with 192 billion euros of Chinese money, but victims of international crimes are worse off after the repeal of universal justice. If, as was China's case recently, a judge in Spain decides to issue an international arrest warrant to detain your nation's former president and prime minister on charges of genocide, it seems 192 billion euros or so will buy you an express parliamentary bill to repeal Spain's laws on universal justice, forcing Spanish judges to close said troublesome investigations for your country and other nations, as well as forcing the judges to free international drug smugglers already in Spanish custody. Spain's laws on universal justice, the idea that Spanish judges can investigate and try serious crimes against humanity committed anywhere in the world, had existed since 1985. Mr. Rajoy's Popular Party government pushed through express legislation in February to amend the Judicial Power Act and repeal universal justice in Spain, using its absolute majority to render useless the protests of all of the opposition parties, and using a parliamentary procedure that meant there was no opportunity for serious debate on the matter. As well as the investigation into genocide in Tibet, there were open universal justice cases involving the death in Iraq of Spanish cameraman José Couso, genocide in Guatemala, genocide in the Sahara, and CIA rendition flights. But the government's repeal has already forced Spanish judges to decide and to act. Judge Pedraz, investigating the death of Mr. Couso, has so far refused to close his case, saying Spain was obliged to pursue it. On Tuesday, Judge Andreu in High Court No. 4 released 8 Egyptian drug dealers arrested on a boat carrying 10 tons of hashish, saying the new legislation no longer allows Spanish justice to act in such cases. And on Friday, Judge Gomez Bermudez freed another 8 from Syria, arrested on a boat with another 12 tons of hashish, and said that a judge must apply the law, even if the result frustrates him. On Thursday evening, very late at night, on a Spanish TV current affairs debate programme to which he had been invited as the special weekly guest, Spain's Foreign Minister José Manuel García Margallo offered those Spaniards who were still awake something of an explanation. "What we have said is that, listen, do you know that China holds 20% of Spanish public debt, and that it would only take the click of a mouse on a computer in China for this country to find it had a risk premium like we had years ago, and for the unemployment lines to grow? Does it make sense for us to do that without achieving anything, because nothing was going to be achieved? Spain's public debt reached 94% of GDP, or some 960 billion euros, in the fourth quarter of 2013, according to data published in March by the Bank of Spain. So the 20% of the nation's obligations held by China, if we are to believe the foreign minister, would be around 192 billion euros. The challenges of the 21st century are forcing Spaniards to define their identity and their values in a new world. Because of the economic hole the country finds itself in, a 192 billion euro Chinese problem has caused the Spanish government to repeal a law that affects many cases and many victims in many countries. Spain has chosen Chinese money over universal justice. Spain is temporarily richer, but victims of serious international injustice are now immeasurably poorer off."